Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is July 22, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. South Korea estimates two-year losses from crypto crimes at $2.3 billion. Crypto bank Farex shuts down citing lack of funds, bleak future. UK lawmakers may probe Facebook Libra over privacy, fraud. Bitcoin network now 8 times more powerful than it was at $20,000 price. Crypto and FB's Libra are bridges to a Bitcoin world, says Tim Draper. Exchange QuickBit confirms data breach may impact 300,000 users. A new platform called AFOX will tokenize media buying contracts. It's official, Indian government wants to ban Bitcoin. FINRA extends deadline for firms to report crypto activity. Ugandan president backs bid to tackle fake meds with blockchain. BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes goes mum amid CFTC probe rumor. Bakkt is scheduled to start testing its Bitcoin futures contracts today. Bitcoin price ends longest losing streak since December. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.